Travel. New York, a winter in Manhattan.
It's November 12, 1955, and Marty McFly is on stage playing the electric guitar at the school dance at Hill Valley High School. At that very same moment, he's also treading the boards of New York's Winter Garden Theater in late 2023. This has nothing to do with quantum mechanics. I'm just watching a modern-day Broadway production of Back to the Future, the musical. Marty's blasting through a rendition of Johnny B. Goode, a song that wouldn't be released for another 3 years, on a cherry red Gibson ES-345, a guitar that also wouldn't appear until 1958. Although the song makes sense in the story, the Gibson is the result of infamous production errors in the movie. The performance is intended to show us just how much has changed between 1955 and Marty's own time of 1985. Now, nearly 40 years since the film's release, the spectacle has lost none of its power. The audience's feet stamp to the beat, and we're all whisked away to a time when Manhattan was populated by Ghostbusters, Crocodile Dundee, and a mermaid played by Daryl Hannah. That's the New York I fell in love with as a child. But Manhattan is a destination that's set on fast forward. I've visited the Big Apple many times over the past few decades, drawn to the city's vibrant culture and timeless landmarks. It doesn't take long for the rhythm of the streets to change dramatically around here. Each visit reveals new secrets: a club, a bakery, a brand new attraction. The city in winter. Like Marty, I'm a man out of his time. While tourists flock to Manhattan in summer, I usually visit during the quieter weeks of January. It allows me to beat the heat, savor the city's less hectic side, enjoy shorter lines, and of course, take advantage of NYC's annual 2-for-1 winter ticket deals on attractions and Broadway shows. Much of what makes New York great remains so at any time of year. A stroll along the High Line, a repurposed elevated rail line dotted with gardens and art installations, to the Whitney Museum of American Art, might be a little chilly, but the journey's always captivating, and the museum's program of winter exhibitions is just as radical. The Metropolitan Museum of Art offers something new each time, no matter when you visit. It's the largest museum in the Western Hemisphere, so if you went there every day for a week, you'd still discover fresh secrets. It's currently hosting the first community-curated Native American exhibition in the museum's history, Grounded in Clay, the Spirit of Pueblo Pottery, which runs until June 2024. Then there are iconic New York experiences that you can enjoy only in the colder months, such as ice skating beneath Prometheus, a gilded statue at the world-famous Rockefeller Center Rink, or against the backdrop of the Manhattan skyline at the Woolman Rink in Central Park. Both rinks open from late October to March. Up in the clouds. With Manhattan just 3.7 kilometers across at its widest point, the island is, by necessity, crammed with skyscrapers. Land is so scarce here that in 2022, it became home to the world's thinnest skyscraper at 111 West 57th Street. Steinway Tower is 435 meters tall, but only about 18 meters wide. With its surreal height-to-width ratio of 24 to 1, this apartment building stands like a giant pencil scribbling on the clouds above. I've visited the Empire State Building's Art Deco decks many times, as well as the top of the rock viewing platform on the 70th floor of 30 Rockefeller Plaza. So this time, I go to Summit One Vanderbilt, which opened in October 2021. You can visit it every day from morning to midnight. This experience is a completely fresh take on an observation deck. The New York skyline becomes almost a secondary attraction to the multi-sensory installation spanning the top three floors of this 93-story Midtown Manhattan skyscraper. Every surface of the open-plan 91st and 92nd floors is mirrored, reflecting twinkling city views into the space. One room is filled with silver floating orbs. In another, you can step out over the city on transparent ledges. Timing is important. The daytime experience is completely different to the one at night, when hundreds of thousands of LEDs sparkle from behind the mirrors. Go at dusk for the sunsets. The building is set back from the street to allow views of Grand Central Terminal. This Beaux-Arts masterpiece has been a NYC icon ever since it opened in 1913. Today, it's dwarfed by the One Vanderbilt super skyscraper, and the streets around it rise and fall in a state of constant flux. But I never visit Manhattan without stepping inside the station, sometimes to retreat from the cold, but always to be transported to another time.